私は、まあそんな私にはとても考えられないことですけれど、でもあなたが神様から与えられたビジョンだというならば、
She said that I just can't imagine how this could ever happen, but if it's a vision that God has given you,
私も一緒に祈っていきます。
Then I will pray with you.
そしてできるだけのことをしてお金を稼ぐことも考えます。
And I will do anything that I'm able to do to help raise the money to do this.
でも1年間一生懸命祈ってやってみて、1年間経って何の目安も出なかったならば、これはもう
But I would want to ask you, please pray with me for 1 year. And if nothing happens financially for us to be able to go, I ask that you would believe that this is not God's will to go as an, you know, as an exchange student to the United States, and please give up on this idea. So right away,
主人は瞬く間に一つのアルバイトを見つけて、すぐにそのアルバイトに取り掛かりました。
Right away, both my husband and I started looking for a part-time job, and my husband was able to find a part-time job.
私の教会の求道者の人が、この主人がアルバイトしていることを知って、そこでつまずいてしまって、教会に二度と来なくなりました。
But there were people at our church who heard that my husband got a part-time job and really were angry about that and said that they would never come to the church again.
私はそれを知りましてね。私だってもしかしたらそういうふうに感じるかもしれない。牧師さんは何でアルバイトをするんだ、牧師さんは一生懸命御言葉を伝えてたらいいんじゃないかって私だって思うかもしれない。
So I thought, when I thought about it, I thought, oh, I might be like that too. If I heard that my pastor had a part-time job, it might be really a stumbling block to me as well. As a pastor should be studying the word of God and praying and doing things like that.
言いました、もうあなたはアルバイトやめてください、私が何とか一生懸命やりますから、もうあなたはアルバイトをしようなんて考えないです。
先生が先生におっしゃってください。 So I said to my husband, quit your job. I will work. You quit your job.
けれども私も病院通いがまだ子供の病院通いが残ってますので、
But I was still traveling back and forth with my son for his stay in the hospital. And it would be difficult to find work in this kind of situation.
ですから私はまず始めたことは乳酸菌医療の配達の仕事です。朝早く起きて自転車に乗って配ってある。
ヤクル
トとか。 So my first job was getting up early in the morning and bringing the Yakulto drink to people, doing delivery.
けれども私はあんまりその仕事好きではあり
ません。 I didn't like that work.
自転車が苦手なん
です。 I had to ride a bicycle and I'm not good at riding a bicycle.
バーバラ先生は子供を3人育てられるときに3人自転車に乗って自転車をこいでどこでもいらしたんです。私はそれを見たとき、あまりにも私と違うので驚いたんです。
Well, when my children were small, I rode the bicycle with the three of them on the bicycle with me. And when I saw that, I was really surprised because I'm not good at riding a bicycle.
私はもうちょっとジャガイモを積んだだけでひっくり返るようなそんな情けない。
I was really, even just carrying a few potatoes on the, you know, a bag with a few potatoes, it was really difficult for me to ride a bicycle.
全く自信はありません。
So I didn't have any kind of confidence.
なぜかその時ね、やってみようという勇気が出てきました。
But I had suddenly, I don't know where it came from, but suddenly I had courage. I can do this. I can ride a bicycle.
その仕事を一生懸命始めてやってるんですけど、ならなね、
I was really working hard and I was doing that job, but it didn't really raise much money.
これじゃダメだ。もっと神様仕事をください。もっと割のいい仕事をくださいと。
So I prayed, God, please give me a better job, a job where I can make more money.
ある日、日曜学校の時間に一人のお母さんが私のところに来られました。
So one time, when we were having the Sunday school class, one of the mothers came up to me.
このお母さんは1ヶ月ほど前から毎週日曜日に必ず朝早く来て日曜学校をずっと最後まで出席して子供さんを連れて一緒に出席しておられました。
This mother had been coming with her child from the beginning of the Sunday school to end for、every Sunday for more than a month.
このお母さんが先生今日はお兄ってお話があってまいりました。
She said,、Pastor Nishi, I have something that I would like to talk with you about.、
私は体を悪くしまして、医者に1年間休養しろと、こういうふうに言われたんです。
I haven't been feeling well and I need to、have different treatment for more than a year at、going to a doctor.
The doctor said that you need to rest、for a year.
Sorry, thank you. You need to rest for a year.
けれども私は今とても大切な仕事を持ってます。それはオルガン教室をやってるんです。
But、I'm actually have a very important job and that's being a teacher, an organ teacher.
25名の子供が一生懸命来て
I have 25 students and they're really earnest about learning the organ.
子供たちはどんどん上達して
and
they've 本当に喜んで通ってきて
They've gotten better and better at playing the organ and they really like it.
私が今このオルガン教室を閉めると言ったら、この子たちはどんなにがっかりするでしょう。
If I say that I'm gonna, you know, close the organ school, the organ lesson school, these children are gonna be so disappointed.
そして私も本当にこの働きを続けたいので、一旦閉めてしまうと再開するのは難しい。
And in fact, I really want to continue this work, but、so if I close the school for a year and then try to start up again, it's going to be really difficult.
ですから私はこれを何とかキープしたい。
So I really want to keep the school open.
で今日は先生にお願いしたいと思っていることは、このオルガン教室を1年間助けてくれませんかというこういうお願いです
。So she came and she asked Michiko sensei, would you please take over the organ school for me for just one year?
私はびっくりしました。とんでもない話なんです。私は音楽が大の苦手なんです。
I was really bad at music. I was shocked.
けれども、音楽だけはしなければいけないので、進学校でも一生懸命勉強して、
But truthfully, while I was in the Bible college, because I needed to、play during the worship service, somehow I could do that. I told her, I really don't know anything about music. I know nothing.
ところがこの方は諦めません。
But she didn't give up.
私は1ヶ月この教会に来て、先生がどのように日曜学校を教えていらっしゃるか、先生がどのようにオルガンを弾いていらっしゃるか、じーっと注意深く、失礼ですけど。
But she came to the church every Sunday and at the、Sunday school class as well, and she looked and she listened to how I played the organ.
私は本当にこの人の言葉を聞きながら、この人には本当に助けが必要だ。そしてこの25人の子供にも助けが必要。
So she kept asking me, and I realized that this lady really needs my help, and these 25 organ students also really need my help.
ちょっと私はその時決心しました。もう本当にね。ものすごいこれは私にとって勇気のいる本当に大決心の
時。 So, but I, one day I just decided I had this sudden、burst of courage and I said, okay, I'm gonna do it.
まあそれから一生懸命に大中トラリの教則本を勉強しました。
So I started to really practice the organ.
そしてついにこの子供たちを1年間一人も落とすことなく教え続けることができた。
And I started to teach the 25 children, and I taught them for a year. Not even one during that year quit the organ lessons.
その仕事は終わりました。3年間だって、そして私のその乳酸菌飲料の配達の恐ろしい仕事も終わりました。
So I finished my scary job of the bicycle, and I did the organ lessons for a year.
皆さん考えてください。ここは北海道なんですよ。
Please remember, okay? We're living in Hokkaido.
北海道というところは雪がこんなに積もる。
There's really about this much snow in Hokkaido.
東京のようなところで自転車に乗ってもら
う。It's not like Tokyo where you can always ride the bicycle. It's not like that at all.
暴風も来ます。そして台風も来ます。大雨も来ます。
There's lots of strong winds and lots of strongRain?
けれども皆さん本当に皆さん恐ろしいもう驚くべきことが起こったんです。私はこの仕事が終わるまでね、もうそんなこと考えてらなかったんです。雨が降るかなとか台風が来るかなとか、とにかく朝起きたら必死になって走る、それしかできなかった。でも全部終わってみたら、あ、
So the amazing thing is that during that year, I just got up and I just went on the bicycle and I took around these deliveries. And I didn't really think about anything. I just got up and I did what I needed to do.
私はこの時ね、ふっと頭に浮かんだ聖書の言葉があります。
But at that moment, after the year had passed,A word of God from the Bible really came into my mind.
それは出エジプト記の出エジプトをしてきた民が、やっとこのカナンを目の前にしましてね、そしてさあこれからカナンに入ろうとするときに神様はなぜかモーセを取り去られますね。でその時に
it's theTime in the Bible when the people of Israel had left Egypt and they had been wandering around the desert for 40 years and they are just about to go into the promised land. And right at that time, the Lord says to Moses that, reminds him, you can't go in. You can't go into the promised land.
この時にモーセはイスラエルの出エジプトの民を集めて決別説教をしている
。And、right before the people are going to go into the promised land without Moses, he gathers them and he gives them his last message.
その決別説教の中で、あなたたちは40年間の間、アラノを旅してきた。
In this last message that he gave to the people of Israel, he said, You have been wandering around the desert for 40 years.
しかし、あなたたちのその着ているものは売れなかった。
But,
あなたたちの靴は擦り切れなかった。
But the clothes on your back never wore out. The shoes on your feet.Never wore out these 40 years.
私はこの記事を最初に初めて読んだ時、嘘だと思ったんです。
When I read this passage in the Bible the first time, I thought, this can't be true. How is that possible? However,
常識ではありえません。
It's not rational, is it?
でも起こった。
But it happened.
ですから私の自転車乗りの下手くそな私が何も困らずに1年間働くことができたということも、もうオルガン音楽の苦手な私が25人の子供にオルガンを1年間教えたということも、
In the same way, me who could hardly ride a bicycle rode in the snow and the sleet and the rain of Hokkaido for a year. Me who could hardly play the organTaught these 25 children for a year.
私はこれが信仰の世界なんだ。
And I realized this is what it is to live by faith.
私はもう何にも恐れることがない。
I don't have anything to fear.
そしてお金も予想以上のお金が足りない。
And our finances.were provided for more than I could have ever imagined. So I said, okay, let's go. Let's go to the United States. And our son, it was just starting, but finally he was able to walk a little bit.
そして3人でアメリカに
行きました。And the three of us went to the States.
アメリカで、まあ、一番大変だったのは主人ですけれどもアルバイトをしながらそしてお勉強をしてそしてついに勉強することができました、
It was really difficult for my husband both studying and、also working but、he really studied hard and、
で私ももちろん毎日2つの仕事を掛け持ちで働きました
and、while we were there I had twodifferent jobs
そして主人のたくさんの本を日本に書いたなら日本にはいい本がないので日本で本を買うのは難しいのでたくさんの本をここで買っていきましょうとたくさんの本を買ったんです
And before we came back to Japan at that time it was really difficult to buy Christian books in Japan so we bought lots and lots of books and we brought them back with us
日本に帰ってきて主人はすぐに聖書学校で教え始めそして埼玉県の狭山市で開拓伝道を始めました
And right after we came back, my husband started to teach at the Bible College and we started to do pioneering started planting a church in 狭
山その時鈴木先生が高校生で一緒に一生懸命手伝ってくださった心強い、道路者だったわけですね。
So at that time, Masakazu was still in high school, but we met him and he joined us.
そして、私はと言いますと、まあ私は勉強もあんまりしないし、そして、また私はまたちょっと何をしていいかわからないというようなちょっと本が探してまいりました
So I didn't really like to study much and so I really didn't know what I was going to be doing but
というのも神様ちゃんと私にも素晴らしい仕事を与えてくださった
But God really gave me a really wonderful work to do
帰って間もなく、アメリカの宣教師がやっておりました国際聖書通信という聖書の通信講座の仕事
That work was I don't know how to explain it. It's international ministry to teach the Bible, and it was going to be correspondence course, and so I could do that ministry to help people learn the Word of God by correspondence.
私がこの仕事を始めて間もなくアメリカのテレビ伝道のその働きが日本に上陸してきたんです。
And right after I started this correspondence work, also it was a time that television evangelism, you know, came to Japan.
それで TV 初めてのそれは日本での働きですので、もう一般の人たちも非常に興味を持ちました。
So it was just the first time that anything like that, TV evangelism, had started in Japan, and so even just normal non-Christians were very interested.
たくさんの人がこの視聴率が上がりましたね。たくさんの人がこの番組を愛しています。
So a lot of people really like this Christian program.
それでどんどんどんどん応答が来るわけですね。
So they started to come and started to join this correspondence class that I was doing.
ですけれども、もう人が足りなくてケアができないこのテレビの関係の人たちは。
So the people who were doing the TV ministry couldn't really take care of so many people.
そして私のところにそっくりその名簿を持ってきましてね、この人たちを何とかしてくださいと私のところに全て持ってきました。
So the people working for the TV ministry came to me and gave me their addresses and said, "Help these people. They're hungry for the word of God."
私はそれからこの人たちとの本当に文通が始まり、この人たちを導くという本当に素晴らしい仕事を。
So I was able to start this ministry of helping these people learn the word of God from this correspondence class.
それから主人は、私よりずっと早く天に召されていきました。42歳という若さで天に召されていくことになりました。
My husband went to be with the Lord, passed away when he was 42 years old, so a long time ago, much, much earlier than myself.
しかし、彼は本当に たくさんのことを残してくれました。
But he left many things for us, for me.
でもルビトへの手紙、彼に死んだが、彼は死んだが、彼は信仰によって今も語っているという言葉がヘブル人への手紙です。
In the chapter of Hebrews, in chapter 11, it says that even though the people of faith, even though they died, they are still speaking.
本当に主人は今も語り続けていてくれるのを私は本当にいつも感謝して。
In the same way, I remember the words of my husband, and it's like he's still speaking to me.
まあ、このようにして私の信仰生活は実にたどたどしい中から始まったんですけれども、しかし神様はそのようなものをずっと用いてくださいまして、今年の3月の末で私はこの通信講座の仕事を全部終えることができました。
My Christian life, my life of faith began like this, but even so, God really used me.And I finished after many years the correspondence class. Just this past March, I stopped doing that ministry.
本当に神様のなされることは何一つとして無駄はなく、本当に愚かな小さなものをも神様は作り変えて用いてくださるお方だということを私はこの生涯をもって体験させていただきました。
So,God has shown me in my life that there is absolutely nothing that is meaningless in our life or something that God will not use, but God will use every single experience and, so that we can serve Him. Let's pray together.
ローマ人への手紙の15の15。どうか望みの神が信仰から来るあらゆる喜びと平安とあなた方に満たし、聖霊の力によってあなた方を望みにあふらせて、あふれさせてください。愛する天のお父様、本当にあなたは生きておかし、アブラハムが告白したようにあなたは無から有を起こさせるためですと告白したように、まさにあなたはどんなことでもできになる方です。神様、ここの水場に教会が始まりました。こんなに素晴らしいたくさんの方々が導かれております。幼い子どもさんたちにも本当に希望がワクワクとして湧いてまいります。神様、ありがとうございます。ここに良きことを始めてくださった神様が、ここに素晴らしいことを完成してせてくださることを信じ、ありがとうございます。お一人一人の仕事として、はい、お客様のお名前でお願いします。
今からワーシップチームに来ていただいてワーシップしますけど、今日私たちは献身の時にしたいんですね。再献身の時にしたいと思います。
We are going to welcome this worship team back up. And as they're coming, I just want to ask everybody just to close your eyes. And once again, let's dedicate our lives to God. Let's have a time once again. God will use each and every single one of us. Let this day be a day when we once again stand up before God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to do that. I just ask that you would stand right where you are. Just as you keep your eyes on God, let's stand up. And you want to dedicate, commit your life to God once again. I ask right where you are that you would stand up. We do want you to come to my name. Can you stand? You got here now. But from the base, let's go. Let's get started.
Thank you.
thank you for the victory of Japan. Thank you for each and every single one of our lives, God, and our victories. Oh Lord, you take away all our worry and our concerns, our anxieties. And instead, you give us your peace. You give us your blessings. You give us your grace. There is not one single thing that we need to worry about. Oh, we declare, as you have declared to us in your word, that worry and fear are not from the Lord. In the love of God, there is not anything to fear. God is love, and we can call you Father. Thank you so much for this time, God. And we have rededicated our lives to serving God. Lord, we ask that you would lead us. God, we ask that you would give us a new page of our walk, our faith with you, God. We praise you and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. 感謝ですね。今日恵まれましたね。